Shrine Teshin Baba Basra Youth Sivan Heitao Shin Mem, May 25th, 1988, Sunday.
Now we left off in the morning. Keep my publisher top of the north. We get you over the thesis. Now we learn the first thesis. Chusaka Mishima Marae Shomit. They call it the second thesis. They call it Olaka Haro. Vintema, Michael Mashimon. Masniti test Khamir in his school and make his person put or the Akas in Paris some day or so, and if he bought it in one of the stores, he doesn't know which one, so then it's for Guam, the Merton Merton. But if he found it outside the stores, so then it's all a Chachao, Mashma, he needs to call the Chamus, Hamecheres in there. Like even if it's closer to the store that sells the veiler, but since they are 9 against 1, so then we assume that a piece of meat came from one of the 9 coaches. So it's a mission for ashes. It's a mission for ashes. Vitira Tsriva Morka. Well, it's a pricing service and it's a mission in Tyres and in this hour. We tell it's even a mortal. The Imi must need to have a Kigain name license in Dinon Woods. The Ketreu, Kamashi won the Hamide, the Dalsis in Dinon Woods, Lekala Hadru. Now, so the River Mortal is a turret that we couldn't. Eski Kashi, Lazy Kashi, against the Aloche of Tes Chamis, because we could say, Chamis Aloche, we could say that this thing, that is mentioned of Tes Chamis, that we need to hold a Chacharo, and we assume that even if the Imit was found near the store that sells the melee, so it's reference to the case where there are two orbs. What does it mean to orbs? Let's say, when the doubt says with you know, an appearance, you see, I mean, that means that there are two sources of meat. One source is a local source of meat. It's a local source of meat. The other source is an outside source of meat. But they are witchers who bring in meat from other cities, and most of the outside witchers who bring in from other towns are also sell kosher meat, not meat. And then there is a local source of meat. The butchers, in other words, the 10 stores in this town. So in such a case, in other words, when you have two orbs, because any piece of meat that is found in the street might have originated from the outside source, or it might have originated in the local source. So melee, so in such a case, so in other words, two orbs is better than core. Mashaking, there is only one core, or only one orb, so then we could say that it was not a core. That's why Abzele couldn't test against the Braise, against the Mishi in Taras. But he only asks against Rav Chaim. Alright. Now, the more he uses the washing, doubts it in the Nureis or doubts it in the Dino Psuches, because, in other words, in Zman Chazal, there was no government control over import of commodities. I mean, so anyone was free to bring in. Only thing is, if there are gates in the city, and then they couldn't bring in. But otherwise, if there are no gates that are closed, so then anyone was free to bring in. So melee, it was in all probability, they were outside sources of meat too. When the only source is a low source of meat. So we still go south. So in other words, other words, so why does Sorab Zeyre, when he asks the kasha against Abchanan, and he doesn't raise the same kasha against the halacha of Tamiris, is because we could apply the brisa and the mishnah of this Tamiris to a case where the are two ropes, where Dals is Medino in the Mules. In the Mules, there are two ropes. So, but for Zeyre, after Zeyre, before when the Zoma Havoc after Nam Yisrael Kamon, after the Dals is Medino in the Mules, but for Zeyre himself says, after Pisha Dals is Medino in the Mules. To eat, say, so he's on the Zeyre, Zoma Zeyre, after Pisha Dals is Medino in the Mules. So we see that Zeyre himself says that even with one rope, it's enough. But so the melee he could have the kasha against the price of the Chaviris, since Rav Zeyre himself. So the answer is Rav Zeyre after the Gemara gave the teretz for Rav Zeyre. So Rav Zeyre accepted Rav Hanina's deed. So the melee he said, "Avoki shedal says midino only words." But when before the Gemara gave the teretz to Rav Zeyre, so Rav Zeyre thought that insofar as the price of the Shamir is concerned, we would apply it to a case of Dalsis Medino and Mules. But otherwise, Rabbi Korah is Allah Hara Korah. A Brazil report is about Brazil and Hamish and Kamak about the Mules, and it was a Shonor. After the Gemara, the Talsi gave the Teretz, Bidoeke. So that means, so Rabzeh accepted the Dino Chachamine. So the Mele said, because of Chachamine's Din, so the price of Tes Chanuyes has reference to a case even when Dal says Medino, even when Dal says Medino, Lilius. I was a shame to Chanuyes. That's the river of Mortar Stars. The Nira Luitzo, in K, my power of the Micho, Tikshoyamas, Iten Tisha Chanuyes. Vafiu Tik, Mekishin Dal says Medino, Lilius. You see, Taisa's kasha was not my problem because Tikshore Yamasli. Taisa's kasha was what kind of a chiddush is it? Is it by Rav Hanina? It's a price in fresh. But so the Mitzvah says, in case my problem because Tikshore Yamasli, the Taisa Hanina. So, but we could give the same direct. But people think that the Dals is not in the Ulays, but time is not in the Ulays, and the Rabbana is in the Ulays, and the Ulays is in the Ulays. I mean, so in other words, how could we say that this Aloch of Tisha Hanis has referenced the case of Dals is not in the Ulays, but the difference between two mobs and one mob is in the Rabbana de Kalwach. With the I say, there is no such difference between two mobs. Between two rows and one row. Between two rows and one row. Because actually, when we say two rows, logically speaking, it's always one row. But, in other words, there are two sources of meat. So, one source is a local source, one source is a foreign source, an outside source. So, and we don't know whether the meat in question came originated from the local source or it originated from the foreign source, from the outside source. So, Mimonevshech, whether it originated in a local source or in a foreign source, an outside source, so there is a law. So it's not that we have two roles. It's not that we have two Yehurim of roles. So, because we do not know whether it originated in a local source or in a foreign source, so regardless whether it came from an outside source or from the local source, so there is a view of your own. If Lapishmai is Gani, it came from the local source, there is the view of the law of Tes Chanuyes. If Lapishmai is Gani, it came from the outsource, so then the Mivagre is the law of the outside source. So actually, we only have one law. So Midr I said there is no such thing, I mean, there's two laws. Because logically speaking, it is always, the Mivagre is always one law, whether it's the law of the local source or the law of the foreign source. Well, first. But with Rabbanan, we find such a distinction in regard to Yuchs. So now it's in regard to the Ruhne. So la nuova Sdeki, she also, we should find a baby, and then she was then so, and so, so the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that Bikreinish of Tzipur, so that means, Bikreinish of Tzipur mainly means that it was a crossroad where they were people at the day of the market. So, so oh, the pedestrians were two types of pedestrians. One was the residents of the city, and another type of pedestrians, people who came from other towns to buy on the market day, on the market day. So, so, so we say, if it is between Yom Kippur and the market day, so then, and if most of the people present there in the crossroads of Tzipur on the market day, walk shame, let's say Israeli, not Akum. So then she was metaphysical. She didn't know. I mean, we don't know who was the answer, whether a kosher or a person. Now, if an Akum was the answer, so she's Asolikune. Asolikune. So that's only Rabon, but with Raisa there is no difference. So the Mele, insofar as the Raisa Mikaloche is concerned, So Ramzeira could have raised the same question against the Aloch of Teshavit. But actually it's not such a strong kasha. This is true Alivademis. Alivademis that we do Paschal like Fakhamine. So the Mele, that means that the Raise, even one law, he prevails over the will of God. So the Mele we say that by Yuchs, that we require two laws, that's only the Rabbanon, because with Raisa there is no distinction between Yuchsin and Shorisovin. So only the Rabbanon there could be a difference between Yuchsin and Shorisovin. But Rabzeira couldn't test Kikashi against the dean of Nisha Chavis, because we could have said, if Rab Hanina had not mentioned his Chidesh, that Rabbi Korma Harov, so we could say that with Raisa there is a distinction between two laws and one law. Between two of them and one of them. And even though, logically speaking, there is always only one of is the barrier, but in view of the fact that the circumstances are such that the meat could have come from a local source and from an outside source, and in either situation, there is a over the barrier, so that kind of bill is a better bill than one. So we could say that with the right say there is significance in two orbs, vis-a-vis one. So that's the pshat in the Rebbe Ramotcha. But in the Hanamah, we have evidence that we accept the Aloha of Rav Hanine, and it doesn't seem that there is anyone is chilek on Rav Hanine's din. Even though he's asking kashas. But there is no mangoma who is chilek on Rav Hanine's din. So the Meila, we have evidence that we accept the Aloch of Rav Hanine. So there is no, on the Raisa level, the difference between one Rav and two Ravs. And the difference is only on the Rabbon level, and only we got Yus. Oh, but anyway, the Mitzvot doesn't like the Rebbe Ramotcha says. The Nira Levi, the Masis na Havamir, the Nitzah Benz. Havamir, the Nitzah, the Emz. In other words, that we could apply the Dalok of Tisha Hanunis to a case where it was found the answer. I mean, that could be visualized if all the 10 stalls are situated in a circle. And let's say, and that was found, let's say, you have one store here, 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 one store here. And then in the middle, in the center. So it's equidistant from all the stalls, the same distance. So it was found a piece of meat. So then we cannot say correct. So in other words, so we could apply it to such a case. The boy who named the Rav Yom, Akin Egedi Yosheru Ben Yisrael Miteres, Lesley the Rav Hanin. Vio, Ben Yichem Yisuk, Medoma Shoru Miteres, Akin Yishu Sokot Bisnofi, Is an Itam Dozo Bozorei Moir, Yisrael Rav Hanin El Abadai, Ika Bikur, Ben בית השלוח היה וקובל לא ימוכה, כיוון שדון ונישראל וזהיה, ורבו זהו בסרו והחדקו ולא ימוכה, ודלו יקרב חמין, אבל נסיר כנגד היבקיר, והבקובל ימוכה, וככו זהו בסרו, סומן ושני, mention this parents of the medicine. In other words, the whole Chiddush Chacham is far, there are two kinds of what we call it. There means what we call it, what we call it is not a book. And there is what we call it, what we call it is a good book. So if the conflict is between law and the ordinary Koran, not a book, then it goes without saying, without recourse to Rav Chanina Salohe, that law as against Kuvah Lo Yimuchach is so obvious. So that's the price of the Mishneh of Teish Chamuyis. Because by Teish Chamuyis, even if it's not in the center in Kuvisti, let's say you have one store here, and you have one store here, and you have one store here, and you have one store here. Now, the Nevela store happens to be here, and all the other nine stores happen to be Apple. So in other words, left of the Nevela store. And then suppose a piece of meat was found relatively close to the Nevela store. So you cannot say that the fact that the Nevela store, that the piece of meat was found, let's say, 50 feet from the Nevela store and from the kosher stores, it is 75 feet, that tends to indicate that it came from the Nevela store, just because it is a little closer to the Nevela store than to the kosher store. I mean, don't tell me it, because, let's say, it was dropped by someone who bought it from one of the stores. So, I mean, does it mean just because it was dropped next to the, closer to the Nevela store, that it came from the Nevela store? I mean, it could be dropped, the woman might have dropped it, there was a hole in the bag, and she dropped it after she walked away from the kosher stores a few feet. So Nevela, there is no indication. The Kuvah is not a Kuvah. So then it goes without saying that the law prevails over an ordinary Kuvah that is not a Kuvah. Mashiach came. But Rav Chanina tells us, that even if it is a Kuvah Muchach, so maybe Kuvah is Olacharo. That's why the Rav Zeira doesn't raise his kasha against the deal of Teish Chamuyis. From the Zakos of Voyir Akhil Bolochol. So because over there, so it's called Voyimuch, in other words. Mashe'inke, what would be a Kovid Voyimuch? What would be a Kovid Voyimuch by Yir Akhil Bolochol? If there is no a more distant city that has a larger population, but there is still the role of Rubedaume. So Rubedaume. So then it is not in the Muchachado. Mashinke. In this case, where if it is Vavagav Dikach in the kitchen, so then we say Goyoyi Rachel Lachol. Even though there is another city that is more distant, that has a heavier population, and even though, so we still say that the closer city, the city that is very close, so then that brings the Rahufe. Why? Because the closer city is a Kovimucha. It all depends, you see. Let's say, if a hole is found, and then we find that one city that does not have such a large population, so is within the radius of 2,000 amot from the spot where the hole is found. Whereas there is a larger city that has a larger population, but it is 20,000 tamo. It's 20,000 tamo away. So there it's a kove muha. So we see that where there is a kove muha, so then kove prevails over option. Alright. So Tita says, V'chei mashma b'son, ka v'chok yeshe tzofa b'no, so there the Gemara says, chok yeshe tzofa b'no, and the shaman is whether the chokis of Yanni is originated by the chobi, or it's originated by Israel. If it originated by the chobi, if the source of that chokis are in the chobi, so then it's Yanessa. So chobi is a tzofa b'no, it was a chobi kind of river. But Omar Nitzis Kinege Dia Sheruba Israel, let's say it was floating here is a river, and the Chobis was floating here, and that was Mamas opposite a Jewish town. So Rav says Kinege Nitzis Kinege Dia Sheruba Israel Muta Kinege Dia Sheruba Nochem Asir Ushmuel Omar Afi Nitzis Kinege Dia Sheruba Israel Asir Eimer Mahal Bikor Asir Eimer Mahal Bikor Asir. So Shmuel says, even if it's Nitzo, Kinegedir Sheruba Yisroel, so it's still Osir. Why? Because it might have come from a certain town where they were going, where they were only going, not Jews. So it's still Osir. Maybe the Rachim committed it, the Maharitz led the Rachim. Shmuel, who says that even though the Chobis was floating right opposite a Jewish town, so it's still Osir because Rubidalme, it could have come from Rubidalme even though the close city is a Jewish city. So, but, and it's a Kobe de Mucha. But, the Rubidalme are going. So, the Mele is Osir. And Rav rejects Rav Hanan's deed. And Rav holds that if there is a Kobe and the Kobe de Mucha, so then, if the Chobis was floating on the river, Mamish, near a Jewish city, so then there is a Kobe de Mucha. There's a Kobe de Mucha. So the Gemara says, when the Rav looked at the Yeshua, he saw the Teres Vesel coming in it, they had the soup medo, Mashma, the Teres, and the Nitz, and some of the Bible Snochi. So Tesis mentions a very good right. Now, it is, obvious that even if that city Nimtzis Kinegel Dio Shehuba Yisroel is a Jewish city, so it doesn't mean that no goyim in that city. It means that the majority of the residents in that city are Jews, but there are a few goyim also. So, and since Rav says Nimtzis Kinegel Dio Shehuba Yisroel is Muter, so that means even, let's say, suppose here is a river and here is a barrel floating, and here is a Jewish city. Suppose the less city near the river, the less house near the river in the Jewish city happens to be a house of a goy, of a nakel. So even in such a case, Rav would say that since the city as a whole is Jewish, even though the less city, so the closest house, I'm sorry, the less house in the city, the one that is closest to the river, is a Gentile zone. So even in such a case, so the commercial line is Buddha. But how could we more explain it on the basis of Hobi Kore Volachacha Kore? But in such a case, if the last house in the city that is the closest to the river happens to be a Noch's house, so then we should say the contrary from the point of view of Hobi Kore Holachacha Kore, that should be a sword. Why was Rav saying that it's interest? The answer is, if the city as a whole consists of Jewish homes, but there are a few homes of goyim, and just the less city, the one that is closest to the river, happens to be a Nochris Haron. So then this kove is not a kove nuch. It's not a kove nuch. Because if a barrel of wine, you know, just got tossed in the river, so it would have come from a more distant house. It didn't have to come from the closest house to the river. So the Kohenim Mocha. And since Rob Holmes are Jewish, so mele it's a conflict between Rob and nominal God. Mashenke, the Koreh of the whole city as against Rube Dalme. So that's a Kohenim Mocha. A barrel of wine that was found in the paradise of Oren. So Ishaya Rabine. So the Gemara says, Leine Mishin Bisogo in the Reb Chanine. Why? Get a chatz of Mishtach with Marbets, she shall always be called in the Muchach. She needs to be Baptist and the Oren Gufe. She needs to be Baptist and the Oren Gufe. So now, so there the Gemara said, Rabine said, Pasch. That a barrel of wine was found in the paradise of Or. And so the question now, grape paradise of grapes, of honey, so were not of. So, but this particular paradise was of Or. And Rabine was Materet. Why was Rabine Materet? Because Rabbi holds that Rebbe Korev is Olach HaKharov, not Achar HaKorev. Because if Rebbe Korev is Olach HaKorev, so since it was found in the palace itself, and that's Rebbe Korev Muchach. So that's why, that, and still Rabbi was Materet, so it's a riot. You want me to say it's a riot that Rabbi agrees with Hanidin? So you want to refute that, because there is a special riot that. There is a special riot that it was not from that pardes, because since it was stolen, so a gunner who steals from a certain place, he doesn't hide it in the same place where he stole it from. Such chutzpah a gunner doesn't have. So this is how the Gemara refutes. But the Gemara wanted to say that the reason as why Rabin was moderate is because he agrees with Rabin's halacha. Only on the basis of Rabin's halacha. Why? Because there it's a question of the rov against the Kohen Muchach. Mashenke, well, it's not the Kohen Muchach. Suppose that a barrel of wine would be found near a palace of Or, closer to the palace of Or than to the Patesi of not Or, so then even without recourse to Rav Chanina's din, Rabine could pass through the Mitzvah. She needs to be part of the Ole Gufe. Now, so we see from this thesis, and we see it from another thesis, that from Dalai. So we see that the thesis Shite is that according to Rav Chanina, that Rav Korev is Olach HaKharov, not only Kohen Muchach is Olach HaKharov, even if it was found Beis Mokim itself. Because what? Because the Ramban is ready. We'll soon see. The Ramban is ready. The Ramban holds, if it is just a question of Rav as against Kohen Muchach is Olach HaKharov. But suppose it's more than Kohen Muchach. It's in the Mokim itself. In the Mokim itself, in other words, according to Rav Chanina, according to the Ramban, so the halacha would be as follows. Suppose you find, let's say, now here the Gemara says that in that case, so without recourse to Rav Chanina's halacha, it should be there because there is an infinite. But let's take not wine, but grapes. So then we don't have the Mevare, the wounded, the Midlaf in the Yatsui, the Gavol in Mitzvah. If it is in vain. So then, suppose a basket of grapes is found in the Karen of all. itself, not outside of the camp. And but all the other colony in the city are not all. So Tensei Shiri means that according to Rav Hanine, so even in such a case where the Amudi would be found in the Kerem of all itself, here is a Kerem, and here in the middle of the Kerem, one finds a basket of grapes. And the question is, are you allowed to eat these grapes or not? Did the grapes come from this Kerem? So then it's also. Oh, they came from California, there are 50 other corners in the city. So Tensei Shiri is that according to Rav Hanine, you will be allowed to eat, them. Why? Because they call it Allah Chacham. The Ramban is chayv. The Ramban is chayv. And this Gemara, he is chayv. He says, where do we say that Rebbe Kor is Allah Chacham? Rebbe Kor is Allah Chacham. That is, if it's a question between Rov and Kor, even Kor the Mukh. Let's say, suppose a basket of grapes. Here is a carrot, and then somebody will find a basket of grapes outside. But it's closer, it's close to that carrot. But it's outside of the carrot. And then, there are so many coming that are not all. So in such a case, the Rambam says, we say, maybe call one would be allowed to eat the grapes. But suppose, if he finds the grapes, a basket of grapes, in the carrot itself, so then we say, that's more than God. Then we apply the bill of kamim tzokanoi. There is our head of coming to Kanoi. You find it in the carrot, so we presume that it is from the carrot. It has nothing to do with the shayla of Rabbi Kohen, Holach HaKaro, or not Holach HaKaro. Because that is only shayla in the case where you find the basket of grapes near the carrot. Near the carrot. Very close. Let's say, a few feet away. But outside the carrot, where other people walk, you see, where the older men, which is a rabbi, walk. So then we say, we call it Rolach Acharavo, and we presume that this basket was dropped or left by one of the pedestrians, even though it was found a few feet away from the camp. But if you find a basket of bones in the camp itself, the Ramban says, then we apply the aloche, coming to Kanoi. It has nothing to do with Rebbe Kor. But from Tesis you see nothing. Tesis says, not just near the camp, but inside the camp. In other words, Tesis is really kind of Ramban Shite of Kamunzo Kamunzo Kamunzo. Alright, now. וברכם דבעיצם, אני זו נאמה, יבוא ניתן, זה משחיירים עושה לבונים, ובוא נבוא ששחיירים, עשו, נאו, עכשיו יש אני מונטק. So, אם מוכן זו סבח יולי, now suppose, you are מזמין, you are prepared certain pigeons, before you are to be used for אחר, but you prepared in the coat, in the nest, you prepared let's say, black pigeons. And then you come Yom Teh, if you want to pick out a pigeon, to shecht it on Yom Teh, and you find white pigeons. So then it's also, you can check, because it's in the book. So the Gemara says, now, what kind of a chiddush is it? Naturally, if he prepared shechting, then he can be funny. So it is obvious that the pigeons in the bear, so that flew away. And these are new pigeons that he didn't prepare. So it's mukze, it's not mukh. So the Gemara says, the chidesh of the Mishnah is, kemshetzim in shcherim in olivon, umotze shcherim in olivon. In other words, suppose the coat has, the bird nest has two compartments. One compartment, another compartment. And he prepared shcherim in this compartment. And the bunny in that compartment. Then he takes a look at Monte for warning, and he sees that in the compartment where we prepare Shreya, we find the body. In the compartment where we prepare the body, we find Shreya. We find Shreya. So now he is. Now, so we could argue that it's mudra. Why? Because since he prepared Shreya and body in the same chamber, but two compartments, and now he finds in the compartment of Shreya, he finds a one in the compartment of one, he finds Shreya. So could we say that it's reasonable to assume that it's the same birds, but they just made an exchange. The birds of the heretofore Shreya, so flew into the heretofore Moni, and vice versa. So we don't say Malteinu is the same word. They just exchange themselves. Komashkrons, that's the Chiddush of Mishneh. Yehano, Ozlaume, Ve'anachini, Umealme, Umosipo. So the Mishneh tells us, no, we don't say that they just exchange. That the birds from here flew into here, and the birds from here flew into here. No, we say that the original Shreya and the original Boni flew away, and then new birds came in. So the Gemara says, because after all, here, there is also a conflict between the Biru of Koreh and the Biru of Rav. Because from the point of view of the Biru of Koreh, we should say, since he did prepare Shreya here and Boni here, and the question is, did the Shreya Menuhin Boni, the original Shreya Boni, fly away and then new ones came in, or they just exchanged themselves? So from the point of view of Korah, we should say that they just exchanged themselves. But from the point of view of Korah, we should say it's new ones. And the Mishnah says that it's Osea. So it's a raya to Rav Chanan Nezdi. Rav Chanan Nezdi. So, v'hosom kov v'muchachu doshchelem ulvonim oyeshom umuchach v'inu. So the Gemara says, gives it that it's no. There is no raya to Rav Chanan Nezdi. You cannot deduce Rav Chanan Nezdi from this Mishneh. Because this Mishneh might have reference to a case where there is a da protruding. Here you have two compartments, prepared children here, one here. But there is a big board outside of both compartments. Outside of both compartments. So melee and all kinds of birds keep on flying to the board, and then they, for a while, they stay on the board. So sometimes, from the board, they enter into the compartment. So really, here, the rov is also correct. Because we do not have to say that the birds came from a distance. Because there are always birds standing on the board, outside the two compartments. So in other words, one is correct and rov. And of course, on the board, you have many more birds than the number of birds inside the compartment. So one has korev and rov, and the other one has just korev. So of course, if you have on one side, you have just korev. On the other side, you have korev and rov. So of course, korev and rov, it prevails over just korev. This is what you must say. So maybe there is no raya to Rav Chanan Nezdi. So he says, we also call it muchachu, to shreven ulvonim oyeshom, umuchach di'inu ninu. Now, in regard to that machlekes between Tetzis and the Rambam, as to whether we apply Rav Chanan Nezdi's halacha to the case where a certain object is found in the mokim itself, not close to the mokim, but in the mokim itself. So according to Tetzis, we still go basalom. According to Rambam, no, here we do not go basalom. Here we say, kamim tzokanom. Nami, doesn't this Gemara point out that, like Tesis, not like Rambam? After all, here, where did he find the Shreya and the Boni? In the same Shreya? But he prepared Shreya here and the Boni here, and then he found sharing here and over me, but in the same shape. So, and still the Gemara, it says that according to Rav Chanina is din. So it is true, but if we, so it is true according to Rav Chanina is din. So isn't it the right basis that Rav Chanina's din has reference into a case where we find the objective, the same okay, in the same okay? The answer is no, it's no right. Because here the Ramban would say, since there were two compartments, and we didn't find it in the same compartment, but in another compartment, so we cannot apply our Rav Chanina to Hanoi. When can we apply our Rav Chanina to Hanoi if it's not in the same okay? But here, it's two compartments, two separate compartments, and he didn't find, he doesn't find the shredding in the same compartments where he prepared shredding. He finds shredding in the other compartment. So mele, it has to do with the shayre of Rebbe Kore, not coming to Kanhoi. Not coming to Kanhoi. Now most Rishayim give the same clarity as the Rebbe. In other words, the whole chiddush of Rav Chanina is that the train as against the kovod muchach is all hachal. But as far as the kovod lo muchach is concerned, so it goes without saying, we don't have to resolve to Rav Chanina's chiddush. Moshe Rav Zeire, boyo ni hachay bo, my love, we can't hear the fish of the day. Amastis ni tish chanuris na marul akshuye, el amastis teikel ishtuye bioleke, visu leke lakshuye, but this was a problem, that's what I mentioned before. Was a hula, the gabu hume daume, have a kova so yi a kova de mucha, abo ne rab chanide, da fi lo bi kova de mucha, hola chachare, pom shafia, de chinam mashina, bidoeke, a kapitik shen nizu was a hula daume. Bidoek, teile doche mashma di kain guli yor kreibo, mi bie bago, mishum di ha kova de mucha, shen mishom kua eir, o mi se ne tane, ma mishin mitzu somo fridir, shen mo besni, איסו שאין בבז, נביאו חדרה אחר שאין בבז. ואמר להם תחכו ונראה שבאיסו שאין בבז לא יום. So we gave it as, according to Rambam Shite. Now if according to Rambam Shite, it's not that case, the city, from which the Mitzayach came, the Nera came, that is higher that can bring in a glory. Apparently the Tisa Shite is that only the city from which the Nera came, the Kehira came, the Nera came, so can bring in a glory. No other city. No, the Rambam Shite is not like that. Since we see from the Sifrei that it's not only the city, the Kreivo that requires a Kapora, it's all Klal Yisrael requires a Kapora. And the city, the Yirah Kreivo, is the representative of Klal Yisrael. And the Kapora is for all Klal Yisrael. So in Mele, it's not that kid, the city from which the Mitzvah came that can bring any value for. In other words, one city has to bring, has to become the Shliach of Klal Yisrael and bring it about. One city, which city has to become the Shliach of Klal Yisrael? I use the word Shliach, it means that it's the Chape. It's the Chape of Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael. So one city, the city that has the biggest Shaitas. Every city, every Jewish city has Shaitas. But the city that has the biggest shayas, so has to realize that kapor, has to bring the glory. But it's mechaper for Claudius, for throughout the generations. So which city has the biggest shayas? So naturally, the city from which the Mitzvah came, so that has the biggest shayas. But if that city from which the Mitzvah came, we say that it's a king. Can, for some reason, cannot be, because it has no base. So then the next closest city. metropolis of nations. So currently, as I mentioned it before, the Tetzis said, Mechaski Cheskiye, she called this oil on Yishon. Tetzis doesn't mean that all of the years of the reign of Cheskiye, Hamelech, so all the Jews lived in Yerushalayim and there were no Jews out in any other towns. The Gemara says, what could be done by Yerushalayim? In the time of Cheskiye, when the Mots of Tilly, the Nekesh of your king, Bitum and Mitar, so apparently there were Jews spread out, Midom and Beersheba. Apparently there were certain years in the reign of Cheskiye where all the Jews lived in Yerushalayim. That could have been in the time when Sanherib made the siege of Yisrael. So maybe all the Jews evacuated their towns and they all came to Yerushalayim. Probably that period of time. So he says, so we have to resort to the Gezeiras HaKosov of the Yerushalayim Yirat Lahuma to such a case. Now, we pointed out already that from this thesis it appears that thesis understood the Gemara's Kashi, the laser was a good element. Laser was a good element. So why should they, even if there is no achit and nafish name, why should they claim more, bring in a grammar for? Let no one bring in a grammar for. Because we become a Balachacharov, so we should presume that the Ritzeach came from Uder Alme, not from the Irakim. So the Gemara says, does the Torah say that the Kreibo brings in a grammar for only when the city is Yeshemes Bein Ho? But we said in the Rambam apparently he explained it differently. That the Rambam probably explained it when the Gemara is the Kashi, the Leis was a good Alme, so the Gemara was not directed against Rav Hanina. But the Gemara's Kashi was directed against the Tarots. The Tarots said, "Bidoleki achit in Vishne." The implication being, if there is a more distant city that has a bigger population, so then the bigger city that is recall relatively distant brings in a gravity. So the Gemara has the Kashi against the Tarots. Why does the Tarots say that if there is a bigger city that is more distant, so the bigger city brings the Glarufe, even if there is a bigger city that is more distant, still the Kremo that has a smaller population should bring. Why? Because as against the bigger city that has a larger population, as against that hope, there is a bigger hope of Ruvid Alme. So the bureau of Ruvid Alme should prevail over the bureau of Achite the visionary. So why does the council say that if there is a bigger city that has a larger population, so that city brings? Even in such a case, so the bigger city, which is a smaller hope, should not be Mivare. On the contrary, that the Ruvid Alme should be the Mivare. So the Mele, the closest city should bring in such case. So the Gemara says, when does the Tarots say that if there is a bigger city, so then we have a larger population, so then the bigger city brings not a Kremo, that is if it is Shemesh Be'or. But Tesis doesn't explain it that way, because if Tesis said it's the Gemara that way, so Tesis wouldn't tell any Kashi from Yerushalayim, because we need a posit that Yerushalayim is not Nibir Neglarupa. In the case where the Yerushalayim is the closest city to the Cholol, and there is no bigger city. So it appears from this basis. So it necessarily follows from this basis that Tesis understood the Gemara's Kashi of Elisha Basakotahun as being directed against Rav Hanina's Din, not as being directed against the Tarots. Alright, that we said at the time. Now, the Gemara's Kashi. Yoche, oh, من میتوانیم توی خمیشی من مرقیم شما باشه این بر به هم را بردی که اخرینه دینه فیش امینه دینا فیش امینه میتوانیم توی خمیشی من مرقیم و مستید دیش خمی و ایسوی ما چون میتوان دی آخه هر کبه موخر در موشه فرزه در به دی خمیشی و همه دینه فیش امینه خود خودی روی نوم و دیوان بیرون دیگه سعی به خمیشی من مرقیم So, die Morgen kommt es nicht rasch gegen den Preis auf die Schanuris. Because, hier ist die kommende Mucha. Da haben wir Schäfer sehen. Da haben wir die Chanische. Wir haben auch die Fische, haben wir Hutzeln. Nun, in other words, because, if there is a Schäfer will be 50 cubits from the nipple, so then it's a kobli mucha. So that's why we go basakore. And when does the price is saved by the Shachnis, we go basakore, when the kobli is not kobli mucha. But okay, so then we will be able to understand the safety of the Mishnah. The safety says that if it's beyond Chamishim Amo, so then it's not kobli mucha. Because then it's not called Mucha, because in Chamishim Amo, so the Yain already feels like it becomes satisfied. It feels up to its stomach. So in the middle, then it's called Loi Mucha. If it's called Loi Mucha, so Rov. So the Rov is prevails over the called Loi Mucha. So against the price of this Chamishim Amo, we could say that this Mishnah is in full conformity to the price of Ishkhamis. But Abhamine says even if there is called Muchach, Rof prevails. So even if the Shevach is found, the Shevach of certain of Israel is found, is located within 50 amos, we should still say that it's Mehubadav. I mean that it is from the Shevach that is deficient. We like Rimotze, Rimifra, the nasal. So the more I give the terrors, Bidoleke. Rimotze, Rimifra, the nasal was called down there, the minor Bidoleke Shum Shaver, to take Shlei Shimris. We all are real, we shall take Shlei Shimris. It's what? Now the more I ask the cash. I also have to say that with Hamishima, Maru Shom, it say, Bidoleke, Vada, now we know, follow. The Bishlei, Kedim, of Hime, Yosef Shabbos, Dame Shom, it say, כי אין דאבי אהודי נופיש של הפקר אהוי של אגו אבו so in other words so then we go בסבו and in as much as the closest is also more than 50 on the way so the Kohen is not called the Mucha only when the closest happens to be within 50 cubits so then it's called the Mucha because within 50 cubits, the Yeno is not satisfied. It is not satisfied. Our Havash, the Leke, Vadar, and Mali, and Ophal, we want to wish to make the Leke and Nofi Shalom Shalom. You can call Loke Maya and Shalom Inti, keep it, she called the Zed, or Hamashna, the Huzo Hamish Mamo, Ari and Shalom Inti, I want to she called the Zed, the Zed, the Otnam, what is the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, So we like Badalun of our Vintema, Vidilmo, May Fit Hokin of our Kalamu, the Kamika, the Zikin, the Kamika, the Shaka, Staka, the Boy, the Ishlema. The Ishlema, the Hiran Badalun of our Villadino, we meet Kalino with the Hosh, our Hosh, the Motsalima, the Shilabo, Lesser and Messler, who are so keeping the order to show you shall leave for Nevaye. Valdoa, for a girl, with the Hosh. So Rashi explains it because he asks, Yes, a shayla in connection with an unusual situation. The thesis rejects the pshat. Even for a shayla in connection with a crowd, they are in Israel. The rabbi has the chamish, the rabbi has the chamish in the tzimtzum. 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 And here the rabbi tam, the rabbi has the chamish in the If the Yeno is a little crippled, so then Yisrael Chamish Mamo in 1 inch, it will not traverse. So, a few of our rabbis, Chachomim came, Motzi Mishnei Sheifrim, Kogos Eshloi Kogos Eshloi, Ve'av Rav Chavinayim Ofi, Sheifrim, Ve'av Pir Chavamos Nifra Chavas 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 Nifra Wir haben die Chamischmose, aber nicht die Chamischmose. Wir haben die Chamischmose, aber nicht die Chamischmose. Aber wir haben das Bakum. So, wir haben die Kupi-Reise, die Brand hat nicht Chamischmose. Und wir müssen nicht mehr, ich habe die Bauch, aber wir müssen nicht mehr, aber wir müssen Aber Kaschel Rajbo, der ich muss nicht mehr auf der Karte nach dem Kopf. Hoch und Tonnen, der Zahn, 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 der Now this thing says, the other thing says, you already learned last time. Okay. Omer Abaye, Abraham Namatimov, Dan Shemim so betrayed, Svei Kitoni, Shechaskosi min Amok, the other God, the Ika Oli of Mikre, in other words, so that token, either it came from the Cheder, it was found in the wall, in the praise. So, either, the Atrotan, two possibilities, either it came from the Cheder, so then it's stomach, from the uterus, so then it's stomach, it's down either. Or it came from the Ali. Last time I said that it seems that the Aliyo is the one opening Jews. I mean, I said that because that's how it's much more from the Rambam. From the Rambam, in the Chesedia, and also in the Yerushalayim, in it. The Rambam says, ומיילו מן החדר ומן הפרנטה, בין חדר ופרנטה, הוא המוקר שיש בשתי ביתים של אישה, אבל זה אומרת. והשבילים שבהם נצפש לשיח בזרע שלו, מוקר זה הוא עניק בעלי. So, from the Rambam it appears that the Aliyo, at least the Rambam, understood that the Aliyo has reference to the developing Jews. That's the Rambam. But the Aliyo, The Orbuch says that the Aliyah is the urinary tract. Now, Dr. Pendler writes that the Orbuch is more in consonance with the scientific data than the Rambam. Even though the Magdishne says that the Rambam explained it that way, that Abim appeared from also to be coercive of Mas Habituach. But the Orbuch is real kind of Rambam. So according to the Rambam, the Aliyo is the Wallopian Jews, that's how it's mashing. But the Orch says that the Aliyo is the urinary tract. Now the Ketanah writes it, it's more in consonance with the scientific data, because the Gemara in Midah says there is this opening between the Aliyo and the Prenta. So if we say that there is a room, so if we say that it's the urinary tract, so then it's all right, but if it is the opening tubes, the oviducts are then, there is no room, there is no opening between the opening tubes, the oviduct and the bowl. All right, whatever it is. So, the Gemara has the cash, so I buy it there, I'm not on the other. Then, so you can see the Svenki Tomei, she has cost it in a mochi. We are not that we can live in which we Aber wenn ich hoffe, rei und mozu kamre, rei und mozu reklam am Roma. Und jetzt war am Roma. So, then, that took your service. Whether they toner apchir the way you have it here, or toner apchir. Or we just gave it to the first question that Jesus says, that, Omer Rove, rei und mozu kamre, rei und mozu reklam am Roma. Period. Then, toner apchir. Da, I'm not sorry, please. And then there's another way of saying that they don't have free. So actually in Tesis there are three Rishenis. Two Rishenis in Tesis and then the Hagoyim in the name of the Maram. So the first portion in Tesis says that we should not be here as they don't have free, but just wait. Reibu Motsu Kamet, Reibu Motsu Lekmandom, period. Then don't have free. A new man. Then the second Lotion thesis is that we are given the Torah of Chiyot. We are given the Torah of Chiyot. But it's not a Hemshah. It's not the hemshech of Chomesh Memre and the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself is saying, it's very strange, it's a big day out from the Rosh Memre. And then the third Rosh is that it's a hemshech of Chomesh Memre. It's a hemshech of Chomesh Memre. It's a very difficult topic. Right anyway. Now, Omar Abai, the thing is Omar Abai, Dam Anitzo be praised the top. We need so be God praise here, Minawuru with me. I, not Minawuru with me, that's the Gemara. So, it's a reference to the place where it's in, so be God praise here, Minawuru with me, towards the heaven. Can you have a very cool assumption? We see the Rosh before we get. We have a God, we call it in the Now, so this verse is trying to explain that according to the Rishite, the Rishite is that the whole Kiddush of Bayrat Hanile was that for the Kohen, for the Hakaro, even as against the Kohen Much. Because insofar as for the Kohen is against a Kohen, an ordinary Kohen, not a Mucha, so that we don't have to resolve for the Hanile's Kiddush. So then it goes without saying. So that's the mission, the privacy of the Shechanuiz. So the mayor exceeds the Gemara, says here, Abai said, Achananam of Yone. So obviously, that by Dam Shemitza the Prince, there is also a question of war as against Kohen Muchach. So what kind of Kohen Muchach now is from the point of view of Kohen? Of Kohen Muchach, we should say that it comes from the Aliyah. Vavar Avdi Kaliyah Bikrebe, Kohen Muchach, the Kohen Baliyah, When I had a Yochlobe, Elo in Jirso de Gayser, Mishap Mirish, Bimisarasmide, and so in other words, but from the Leo, without even being down by the woman. So, the dam from the Leo, let's say from the urinary tract, could have come into the prayer, could have come to the prayer. And still we say that it's no way, Still, we say that country that it's domain, so we see that the Kohen is Holach, Acharon, even again, is a Kohen. Now, the Gemara says that Nacheter and Yochlom are not in Shechter and Yitzchak. But from the Cheder it could not come only in Shechter and Yitzchak. But from the Leo it could come even without Shechter. Even without bending down by the issue, bending down by the issue. So it seems from that if there is circumstantial evidence that it came from the Aliyah rather than from the Cheder, because it's considered Korben Muach, but at the same time, all it is Rivu Motzukam. So in other words, so here it's more true that the dam should come from the Cheder than it's ordinary, regular, menstrual bleeding, rather than from the Aliyah, which is not more true. So how can we reconcile? If it is the Kohen Muchach, so that should imply that it's more true, it should come from the Aliyah than from the Cheder. And if it is mortal, then it should come from the Cheder rather than from the Aliyah. So what kind of Kohen Muchach is? So there needs to be a sphere, but there is no sphere, because you see, it's true that in order that this dam that was found in the place there, in Aru with me, so that in order that it should come from the Cheder, so that could only take place if the woman made a certain twist in her movement. Otherwise, if she didn't make the twist in her movement, so this dam that was found in the place there on the woman's thing could not be there. Only the woman was Shechsovyesia. But this is something that happens very often that the woman is Shechsovyesia. Machin came in order that the dam should come from the Aliyah, not from the Cheder, from the Aliyah, let's say from the urinary tract. So there, even without Shechsovyesia, even without a special movement by the woman, without a twist by the woman, So it could come from the Dalio. But from the Dalio it could. But Dalio from the Hebrew, so it could come as regular menstrual bleeding. It's something urgent. It doesn't require an abnormal condition. Mashiach came in order that the dam should come from the Dalio. So there must be a pathological condition in the urinary tract. And the Rambam, the Jerushalmi, is not the Rambam, the Jerushalmi, and the same is that Alio is not the urinary tract, that it's the Wallopian tubes, it's the ovidor, but at the same time, the Rambam points out that in order, the Rambam, the Jerushalmi, he needed a second pair. So he points out that in order that the dam in the phrase should have originated in the Alio, so then the woman must be suffering from a certain pathological condition in the Alio. So there is no difference between, on one hand, Rome says that over there is all amor. On the other hand, Teisa says that the kuvah to the Alio, the relative proximity to the Alio is the kuvah muhach. So there is no sphere, because it's the kuvah muhach in the sense that once we assume that the woman suffers from a pathological condition in the urinary tract, so then without any special movement, any twist by the woman, so the dam could have come into the place there from the Alio. If she suffers, if there is a marker, let's say she has an ulcer in the urinary tract, and so she bleeds in the urinary tract. So if, assuming that she has an ulcer in the urinary tract, a bleeding ulcer in the urinary tract, so then without any movement by the woman, so the dam could have come into the place. Mashiach came, in order the dam to come to the place there from the Hedea, so then it will require a special twist by the woman, a special move. So because of that, since it could have come, provided there is a pathological condition, she had an ulcer in the Alio. So then it could come without any movement by the woman. So because of that, it's considered called the muha. But at the same time, the hope is of a motzo, and the cover is not motzo, because usually a woman, the average woman, does not suffer, does not have any ulcers in the urinary. So in other words, there is no spirit between the cover the muha in the Alio and the riba motzo in the head. Now, let's see how Rashi did this. Now, we don't know how Rashi did what Rashi deals with. Rashi doesn't say anything. Whether he deals with the Tomer of Chiyah or the Tomer of Chiyah, we don't know. Now, we see that Rabbi Gershom, it's very hard to tell how Rashi explained the machlekes between Abaye and Hope. But from the Gershom and from the Rabban Miri, we see that according to Abaye, now because from the Gershom said, "Hold up, Rabbi Mahi, there will be no Rebu Motsu, El Dabinon got a Koro." So that means originally Rabbi Helm, that Rabbanis did not bring the Koro of Rahavo, only applied to the case of Rabban Motsu. But if it's really came or so, then we don't say really call it all a then it's loyal, then it's all a hakore. That was Rabbi's original. And the bias original, and the bias original view, and all the time, our bias matters. And the bias was, it is that really called Holocha Chavo, even if the law is a law shaming us. Even if the law is a law shaming us. And by Dama Hinsa, we prayed there, Dam Japan, so the trade area, so there everybody agrees, contra mundial, that the river watch over there, how does Ash explain that? River watch, don't know how we enter into Aliyo. They change the dinner was in Shaw. Would make Aliyo into dinner what is. Why? Because in order that blood should bleed, should leak out from the urinary tract, so the woman must be sick, she must suffer from a certain pathological condition in the urinary tract. Blood to care knows, I would say, or some other condition. Otherwise, so that wouldn't be known from the Aliyah. Mashiach came from the Hebel, from the natural routine of every woman, from time to time, to have menstrual bleeding. So in the middle of it, this is, so according to Rabbi Yaakov, there is no machloke in godly sense. In other words, everybody agrees, that is well established, that the dungeon, so we place the area, so it's menstrual bleeding in the Rebamot. It is the Rebamot. But the machloke between Abai and Rabbi originally was, that Abai said, the Rabchanin is deep. The Rabchanin is deen of Rebbe Kolor HaKadosh applies even to the Rav Sheim also. Even to the Rav Sheim also. And well, Rav said that it only applies to the Rebbe also. To the Rebbe also. But not to the Rav Sheim also. Now, but, so let's see. Let's go over the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is going to be just so, Omer the Rav, Rebbe Motsu Kamer, Rebu Motsu Reklemandoma. Reklemandoma. So, the Tomer Atchie, Dama Nimsa Mitreide, Hayom Nolo, the Atchido, the Sears Nolo, as a Trumo. Now, Omer Rav, Shmami Nolo, the Atchie, Sla. Shmami Nolo, the Korim Ola Haro. Ushmami Nolo, the Raise. Ushmami Nolo, the Razera, the Marazera, the Shmami Nolo, 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 and he wrote himself this, that from the Priya, we can use the Aloha of Rebbe Mikore, Holaka Haro, that means, in general, not only in the case of Rebbe Motsu, even Rebbe Sheini Motsu. So what he says himself, so the more it is, Hotter Rebbe Mikore. In other words, so that means at the end, Rebbe Knutse, Rebbe, at the end, Consider that Rabchanin's deen applies to the Rebbe Sheini Motsu. This is how the Rabbi Gersh explains the problem. But the Miri Paschim, the Miri here, and the Miri later, I can find it. So many times I look for the Miri. We wait, I know that we have it on the shelf, but I couldn't find it. Somebody must have taken it out and in the bird. But the Miri in Beitze is more in detail, but he spells it out explicitly. But he mentions the same Aloha here in the Vasco. But in Beitze, he spells it out more explicitly. question. And he basically says, in so many words, that he can say, oh, she ain't want to, because the little character, collectively, there could be real benefits. We could say that even a rich gain was and cover so whole in chain was that's the shit of the gas. Because he explained one of the Robin Ali that Robin was trained from his original name. And but the merely obviously, and then the second possibility, and that's obviously how the merely explains it. In other words, he agreed with Wilhelm Gershon that the Machlokes between Abayim and Rove is a question as to whether a Chalim is being a big cover or a Rov is to be limited only to the Riva Motu or a Karov, but not the Hoshin Motu, the Nahal Hoshin Motu. This is what Rove said, or the Chalim is the Riva Motu, from the Hoshin Motu. This is Abayim. But from the Gershon says, what are the Rove Ma'i? What are the Rove Ma'i? In other words, the memory of Abayim, he said the same thing like Abai. Then when Abai said the same thing that Rabbi said at first, so Rabbi was praying. And he was praying about it. And since we passed like Rabbi, so that means the stack of the meaning is that Rabbi called his Ola Kakao, Bongu Bari Lamotu. But by Rabbi came to Motu to call it, so Ola Kakao. That's the second thing. But that could be a third thing. Now let's see, maybe there is a third thing. A third thing. That like the Miri, that Hoda Birobe Ma'i means that the member by Rope of Shmamino, with the Kriyat Ra, was the first man that came first. And then later on, at that time, Rope said, made that member, he said the same thing as a bite. But then later on, Rope was crazy, and he was crazy about it, and merely passed like Rope. In his final teaching. So that means that when we say in Kabbalah Lakhavo, only by Ramotsu. But they say in Motsu, we do not say Lakhavo. But what does it mean we do not say? So the meaning basically says we do not say Lakhavo, we say Lakhavo. But maybe we could say, if it's Ramotsu, then it's Lakhavo. So it's Baba Lakhavo. But if it's Rishay in Motsu, then it cancels out each other. So it's Baba Lakhavo. That's a third passage. But Kabukyasu Shiki is that they passed in that they call it Ola Katarao, even a genuous. And it's the father of the world, genuous. The meal is made and it was passed. So he is that they call it Ola Katarao, it's a genuous. If it's a Ramotso, but if it's a genuous, then it's Ola Katarao. Then it's Ola Katarao. And perhaps there is the third chief. It's possible that this is the Ramamutu. But I want to go over the data. The data is very complicated, very complicated. I don't know why the Maram doesn't say anything on this data. The Tonya says, Igas Montoni or the Shah. Aber ich darf nicht den Sonne entdecken. Ich habe mich in der Hohe, die Regel Motto. Wie um der Lauf, die Schule, die Regel Motto, kommen wir auf Krieg, die ist noch und das Umme. Er war die Schule, die Regel Kolle, wo er auch auf der Kamin. So, the first of the days is, that we are not hearing data. But what? So, but we see from the Rosh, the way they is formulated. Why? Data is difficult. And Sonne is alive. That the Pshat in the Gemara is that there is a machleket between Abai and Rav, as whether the Hamitz of the Prince there involved a Riva Motu. So from the point of view of Rav,
from the point of view of law. So it is a rima motu, and from the point of view, from the point of view of from the point of view of from the point of view of law. So it is as far as the law is concerned, that it came from the heaven. So because all domains that are found in the present day, so Rupe of that Dham comes from, Rupe of that Dham comes from the heaven, from the heaven. So according to Abaye, it is not the regenerable. Is a correct Abaye, the regenerable. So it is a machlechit here. And according to so merely Abaye mentions the right of Khamim. So according to the first question, there is no doubt that Khamim is being right, that anyone in the regenerable is all the world. And but Abaye holds that the Dham to the great deal involves a regenerable. So the neighbor there is a right of Khamim. Or Abaye holds the Dham to the great deal involves a regenerable. So the neighbor there is no right. But I have a tendency of Khamim, the scope of Khamim, there is no Mahrejah. According to the first question, there is a Mahrejah speech. Now, either there is a Mahrejah speech, or that that is the question in the degree of what? I mean, that's more than to say that there's a machlokes in the spirit. So, there is a machlokes in the degree of what? Now, we have to understand that what has been, why is there a machlokes in the spirit? I mean, so, as you say, Reva Mosu, those have been in the show, they changed the view of the show. Now, we understand very well, I mean, you see, if the Dham comes from the Heder, then it's menstruation. This is the natural phenomenon. So of course it must. That happens every month in a woman. So it's also. If it comes from the aliyah, whether the aliyah means a woman to so it means the urinary tract. But the Rambam says in so many words in the Jewish Amishya that if it comes from the aliyah, so then there must be there must be a certain technological condition. There is an altar. There is a room, it's all in the room. So the moon is that's not what to, I mean, it's not what to. I mean, why, every woman, so, has an altar in the room. So, how can there be a mathematic in here? As whether the Dhamma, I mean, for the place there is considered by Dhamma, what to, or even what to, or any genuine. How can there be a machlokes sensitivity? How can there be a machlokes? Alright. So we have to listen. Now, but it's possible to understand it. If when we take notice of what Tetra says, Tetra says, we cover the Muhammad, we cover the Aliyah, we are better in your love, Elohim can shift of it. Now, then you know what it says in that, in other words, in order of course, that in order that the woman that menstrual blood should come out of it. For that, the woman doesn't have to make a special movement, a special twist of her body. But in this case, where the Dham did not come out of it, but it was found when she tested it, or someone tested it, or the doctor tested it, so he found that blood in a certain spot in the place in the vulva, in a little bit. So in other words, in order that the menstrual blood should come in that spot, so that can only take place if the woman makes a special kind of twist in the body. Otherwise, so the blood, the menstrual blood from the area wouldn't be found in that spot, in the place area, in our world. There we see it. Now, and this kind of in order that the Dham should come to the place there in that spot, so that can only happen if the woman makes a special kind of a twist of the body. And this is not usual. This kind of a thing is not usual. So on one hand, we have the circumstantial evidence that seeing blood from Dalila could only come as if into that spot, as a result of an ulcer in Dalila, something. Whereas menstrual blood could come in that spot without any pathological condition, but only as a result of a certain kind of equation, which is not usual. Some may lack, we say, so they say, that this is more. That's a concept of more. Then on the other hand, the wife says, sure, of course it's muscle. That's the most sexual thing for a woman to have a period every month. But when a woman has a period, so the blood is so good, here the blood was not so good. It did not come out. And it remained there in a special spot. And in order that the blood, instead of coming out the hood, should remain in that spot, so it is necessary that the woman should make a certain switch through the body. So anyway, and that's not the usual movement that a woman has first made. So anyway, our body considers that as a ritual. So it's not that it says it's not greater than it is. Because it's true, this blood in the Jehovah is a Dhamma horse. But to come out in that spot is not so usual, because that's contingent upon a certain kind of a twist of the body that the woman has made. So the question is, seeing it's contingent upon a certain kind of a twist, whether it's considered the Jehovah horse outly or it's considered the option. This is how the first watch intends to take place. But according to the first watch intends to, according to the first watch intends, there is no real machleket and its merit between Abaye and Hove. There is no real machleket, because Abaye and Hove are both stated that the Khamenei thing implies that he will retain him also in Zola Hosawa. But Abaye assumes that this is a rechenimot on account of the fact that the dam Hamido could only come out in that spot if the woman made a certain special kind of a twist of her body. So remember, and that's not a usual twist. Usually a person does not make that kind of movement, does not make that kind of twist. So the male Abaye considered it as a very shame, and still we have the issue that it's very shame, so it's an idea that Rabbi Kohler is a very shame also, is all a hakara. Kohler says, no, this, in spite of the fact that the blood could come out in that part only because of the special kind of equation. But this is also usual for a woman to make this kind of twist. Mimela is the Rila Moto. So maybe it cannot be used. Rav Hanina's general look from this mission, but there is no machleket. And it's merit in regard to the scope of Rav Hanina. So the second motion is that we can begin at the time. But it's not in the memory of this memory.